Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 526, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 30, Strange Relations.
It aired September 25th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Charlie Haskell. We talked about this very briefly a second ago off mic, before we get to all this stuff. They've started uploading Power Rangers episodes to the YouTube, but so far it's only the reversioned Mighty Morphin, which is the ones with, like, wacky graphics and, like, a cool new theme. It's the same theme song, like, but,
it's like a comic book on TV.
Yeah, it's a comic you can watch. Everyone loved motion comics so much, we made a TV show like that. No,
is that just like a comic book with lenticular pages?
Well, motion comics are like when they animate a comic and they put it online, and it's so it's just like it'll like flip pages for you, and it'll like go to each panel, and like the character will like move slightly, but it's just like them warping a little bit. It's bad.
Forgive my reference, but I can't think of a better one in such short notice. But it's like the pictures in Harry Potter.
Yes, but.
Where it's just like a gif, but like in this panel, look, the flag is moving. Isn't that fun? How it like the flag is blowing in the wind.
Yeah, stuff like that. For like characters that they didn't want to redraw, it's literally just like we warped this X-Man so they looked, it looks like they look to the side, but really they're just like the image is warping weird. Anyway, so I was just checking to see if Dino Thunder was up there yet, just in case, and it's not. They've only got five episodes reversioned, and one was called Dance Off. And I was telling Josh this, and we just looked it up, and they renamed it. They renamed the episode. It used to be called A Different Drum, and they were like, this will not do for YouTube.
I'm really curious. I'm very tempted to go there. I'm doing it.
It's Power Rangers Official is the YouTube channel.
Power Rangers Official.
Because I guess
Official.
Power Rangers got took.
Right, they didn't want to shell out the money.
Yeah, they didn't want to be. It was that or Real Power Rangers True. That was the other option they were going to go with. Or The Power Rangers for real. Number
Dance
four.
Dance Off, full episode, updated 3 days ago. Okay, here's a fun thing. This is. Okay,
what's
Dance Off,
thing?
Full episode, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reversioned. That was updated 3 days ago. 4 hours ago, the episode Terrible Tech Support of Power Rangers Super Ninja Steel was uploaded.
Like so the whole thing?
Yep, 30 minutes and 35 seconds of it. So they are just like, here's an episode.
Just whatever.
They reach into the grab bag and just throw out whatever comes
up. If anything Hasbro know about Power Ranger fans is that they love reversioned and they love Ninja Steel. And they gotta get them up now. Get those sweet clicks. Hey, are you still looking at it?
I've got their up. I'm on the upload page.
Can you do me a favor and tell me how many views Dance Off has gotten?
48,000 views.
Well, that's not bad, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess.
For comparison, the. Mighty Morphin Meower Rangers. I don't know if you remember that when they were cats.
Yeah, it was
that has 177,000.
Well, that's probably also like 1 minute long, right?
A minute and 26 seconds.
Yeah, so like a lot more. That's a lot easier to watch. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that somebody on Hasbro YouTube is taking liberties with the titles. And if you're new here, what we do is we pause recording. We watch a What's That Face. I look at Josh, make a face.
Well, because I think they put a movie on here. one of the Power Rangers. Because I guess the later seasons have movies, some of them. Because there's The Royal Rival. It's Super Ninja Steel.
Okay.
That was uploaded a month ago, but that is an hour and 33 seconds long.
That's long. Is that like two episodes?
Maybe it's like a full... two-part or a full three-parter like all together.
Yeah, no, maybe. I don't know, that's weird.
I feel like some of them have like DVD movies too though.
I've seen that a bunch, and I don't know if those are just like here's three episodes that we put out as a movie because they're all connected, or if it's like we made a whole movie and the only way you can watch it is on this weird DVD. And honestly, I don't know how we're gonna deal with that if that is the case.
I am so tempted to click on Dance Off and see if this even is the right episode.
It's the one where the guy had there was like the Ganassi Gnork, I think, and he had the drum, and it could make people, like, he Pied Piper'd kids, but there was a deaf girl, and so she was immune to it, and she helped the Power Rangers find them and kill the monster. I think that is the episode.
Is this the one where Billy falls on an exercise cart and rolls around the juice bar gym in like a first person view?
You know, that sounds vaguely familiar.
I have my mouse hovering over it, so it's like playing the thumbnail, and when he lands on the cart, it says Klutz on the screen.
Reversion. It's like a comic book.
Okay.
Surprise.
I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here. We're never going to do our real episode. I'm going to watch this one instead.
Okay. Yeah, instead of us watching Reversion, look, if this is a month later, who knows what could happen. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it. You can follow along if you have disc 4 of the DVDs, and soon you're going to need disc 5, because this is the very last disc 4 episode. Viacondio's disc 4. See at the crossroads. We're gonna go watch, what's this one called? Strange Relations?
Yeah, I think so.
We're gonna go watch that. Dino Thunder Power Up. And we're back, and we just watched Strange Relations, a name I cannot seem to keep in my brain.
Stranger Elations.
Stranger Elations. HeyJakeandJosh.com. I don't have any jokes. HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there and listen to old episodes up through Time Force, including the bonus episodes. There's also the archive feed, which is the first 10 seasons of this program. If you're interested, we're just talking about grandmas, and that's how grandmas say program. They're programs, you know, which is watching like Jeopardy.
Good quality programs, no advertisements on these programs.
Not on these programs. These are advertisement free.
Advertisement. I was trying to say it like that, and I couldn't get it out.
I think that's how British people say it, is advertisement.
I don't know.
The only thing that I have to say like a British person is aluminium, because I can't say aluminium. I can't say the correct one, so I can say aluminium. Well, I just say tinfoil.
It's like how I say stanima.
Yeah. You know. Words, man. Yep. How do they work? There's also some classic feeds. You can go listen to us a bunch of different ways. You can email us at littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Applewood Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Stitcher and Podbay and Podbay B. And Pod Cactus. These ones are prickly.
These will grow some cool podcasts out that won't do it. They don't actually play, though, when you try to.
No.
Like, they sound really cool when you look at them, but they don't actually do anything.
Yeah, they're very enticing, and they do nothing. You can't even get them to work. You can leave us a rating and review in any of those places. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as a dollar a month, you can help support the show. Get early episodes, bonus episodes, and the satisfaction of knowing that you put money in our pockets so we could eat and stuff. So,
yeah.
This is a Thursday episode. Josh, you want to check reviews and see if we got any of those babies?
I guess I can. For you?
For me? For your friend?
I could do that.
All right.
I loaded it and I saw a Tootin' Hawkins Pro Skater 69. and I was like, nope, no new episodes to talk about. That didn't make any sense.
Hey, you know what's funny about that episode? We don't say Tootin' Hawkins Pro Skater 69 even once. I was editing it at 11. It was like 11:30 at night. And I was like, I didn't write anything down that could be a name. And then that's the first thing that popped into my head. And that's what happened.
I don't think we've got any.
Okay.
Is that the first time that's happened with an episode title where it's just named something fun? And not like a direct joke that we make?
No, I used to do it, not like frequently, but it used to happen more often in like the Mighty Morphin days.
Mm.
Like sometimes I would just think of like, oh, what was it? Like I think the first episode, I don't know if I ever, if we ever actually say polite and respectful. We might mention that they are not, they do not have attitudes, but there was one that I just had in my head and it is gone now from like the Mighty Morphin days where I was like, this is just fun. It's just for funsies.
This is a little fun thing we did.
It happens less now than it used to.
I don't know if you kept this in when I said that I had a dumb Survivor joke to make in that episode, but didn't know if I was going to because it was a mouthful.
You did not make the joke, and I did not keep it in because I think that was before we started talking about the episode.
I was going to refer to Tootin' Hawken as Tootin' Hogaboom, which is a very specific Survivor Guatemala joke.
Okay.
Because Gary Hogaboom was like a former football player who didn't want to be recognized, so he went by the fake name Gary Hawkins.
Oh, okay.
So that's your Survivor history lesson for the day.
Thank you.
He's also the first Survivor player that ever found a hidden immunity idol.
Okay.
So.
Good for him, then.
That's fun.
Did he ever fight Chris and Hubicki in the cage?
No. They are separated by a lot of seasons.
By much, much, much time and distance. Okay. We do have a couple quick emails. Let me see how quick these emails are. They are two quick emails. First is from Morpheus. Hey guys, Morpheus here. The Triassic Ranger issue is even more funny than you think. Behind the scenes info I found out was that Devin was being groomed to be the Triassic Ranger, who would have had to keep a secret from Cassidy. But in tradition of only watching five episodes ahead of where they are, they saw that it's just a power-up and basically had to pull a plot out of their butts. You know, that episode was bad. I think it is actually the worst episode on the list so far, and it makes sense that they made it up on the day when they found out it was an upgrade and not a new suit like they thought. I heard that there was a new suit, and I thought it might be the Triassic suit. Poor Devin. It could have been a Ranger, if only they would have paid attention.
It works out, though, because he got a lot of extra attention when they thought he was going to be a Ranger, and so now he's a bigger character than I think he would have been without that gaffe. So,
Right.
I think it works out for us, because we get more Devin.
Yeah. Next is from Nick, who says, "Hey, guys, my name is Nick from England. I wanted to write to say how awesome your podcast is. Having grown up with Power Rangers, it's great to listen to you guys break down each episode. I found your podcast about 2 months ago, and I managed to listen from Wild Force to the present episode. And after a search on my podcast app, I found the classic feeds. So just listened to both movies and Green with Evil episodes. Drive for a living, so I got plenty of time to listen to the podcast. And your review of the Turbo movie had me in stitches doing the Largo voice. Largo? Larigo?
Larigo.
Larigo? Larigo. Thanks for everything you guys do. Cheers, Nick. You're welcome, and thank you for listening. I forgot about Larigo until the other day I was reminded of Larigo from Ranger Danger. But
I don't know if I forgot about Larigo as much as it was a suppressed memory.
Larigo is always waiting.
Yeah.
He's just around the corner waiting to strike.
He's always just like, hey, every time you look at a Furby, a picture without hair, there I am.
It me, Larigo.
Or Lady Larigo.
Or her, whose name was Lara, maybe?
Lara? Did she even Lara get a name?
She might. I think it was Lara, but I'm not going to look. And then there was just a baby. Remember how Larigo Fox?
I try not to.
Remember how Larigo reproduced sexually?
No, I just really don't think about it very much.
What a terrible thing to know about. Do you want to talk about this?
Terrible knowledge to be cursed with. This is the curse that we bear for you here at the Morphin Grid.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We start off.
I was going to say, I guess we could go.
Okay, we start off with Anton Mercer. He's in a greenhouse looking at plants like you do. And Trent comes up and congratulates him on winning a Green Leaf Award. Some sort of award named that or something like that. I don't know what it's for. It's for like excellence in botany. And I didn't know he was a plant guy. I thought he was mostly a dinosaur bones guy, but.
Yeah, I guess he's the ancient plants member of the team.
I guess.
Now.
Well, sure.
I don't know. Well, maybe, I mean, there's no dinosaurs to study anymore, so I guess you just you just shift to plants.
Yeah, no one studies dinosaurs anymore because they're all dead, so we don't even worry about them.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen?
Why even look?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I wish all my experiments could go as well as this plant one I did. And he's like, Trent's like, you'll get Mesogog under control soon. Like, I know it. And he's like, yeah, I hope so. And Trent's like, why can't we tell everybody else? And he's like, I don't remember exactly what he says.
Because your friends will kill me, Trent. And we don't want that to happen.
The subtext is like, they will murder my body with weapons and swords and dinosaur robots. And I don't think I want that exactly. So then Cassidy and Devin come in, and they're working just straight up for the Reefside newspaper now. Like news, well, not newspaper because he has a video camera, but the Reefside news. And she's like, I want to interview about your thing. And he's like, yeah, I did research that can make plants thrive in any environment. And to me, that seems bad, actually, because that's how invasive species get made. And
yes, Devin does spin it as so anybody anywhere can grow their own crops, which is good.
That is good, yes. But at first, when he's just like, I want to make plants that can survive anything, I'm like, ooh, boy, you know what? I would love kudzu all over everything in the world.
Yeah, we need more ivy out here, or just anywhere, because this whole state is ivy, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's just overtaken. Like, there's a highway that just goes like out into the state. There's like a neat little waterfall place along the way, and it's every tree, every hillside, like the whole thing is just, it is all covered in ivy. It looks very cool, but is very not good for the environment, because it's just choking everything.
I think that stuff looks great, but then you think about it, you're like, wait a minute, no, it's actively destroying a lot of stuff.
I don't want my body covered in ivy.
No, that tree doesn't deserve that. Yeah, kudzu's the same way. It's this like really thick leafy like lawn basically that grows over, it's just like leaves on the ground, and it just grows over everything. And if you Google kudzu, there's just fields of it, there's like houses that have been taken over by it. It's gnarly. And but he wants to make it, but instead it's like apple trees.
Yeah,
right. Can you imagine if apple trees grew everywhere? That would be cool. Well, corn doesn't have any nutritional value, actually. So like,
but you can make it into tortillas and popcorn and
might say that popcorn also doesn't have any nutritional value.
Take
tortillas are at least like functional. They're like a little edible plate, you know. Like,
that's true.
Can't do that with popcorn.
No,
can't wrap a chicken in popcorn.
The tortillas I'm thinking about are flour tortillas, not corn tortillas. So.
So never mind then. Still a plate, not corn. And so they talk for a second, and Cassidy's like, are we finally seeing the softer side of Anton? Also, there was a joke where she's like, Cassidy Cornell from the Reefside, whatever. And he's like, I know, you were in my class. And she's like, oh, yeah. But so she's like, are we seeing the kinder side of Anton Mercer? And he has like a Mesogog flash. And he's like, a lot of scientists have made failures, and me too. And I hope that I don't anymore. And then Trent's like, all right, he has to go. Like, you need to leave. And Devin's like, yeah, you don't look so good, man. It's because he's about to turn into a dinosaur.
Yeah, he asks him if he ate the, like, special or the mystery meat from the cafeteria or something. Was that ever a real thing, or is that only in high school TV shows?
That's only mystery meat. That's like a Goosebumps joke that just made it everywhere.
And it's always just like Salisbury steak.
Yeah, it's just it's like, here's a steak with gravy. It's a mystery.
What could this be? It's a ground beef patty with gravy on it.
They just had like a lot more of that. They're not gonna give you a steak. It's just like at high school.
It's just rubbery because it was frozen. Yeah, it's fine.
It's been in the freezer for a while. Just it's got a lot of gravy on it to wet it up. You'll be fine. So we cut from there to Gog Island, where the White Ranger's like, I'll make Mesogog proud. And then immediately gets like, has like a lightning attack from inside of him. Is like, oh, I'm getting weak though.
He drops and shatters what I think is like a monster on the floor.
Maybe.
Because Elsa was like, it's just these like colorful, almost test tubes, but they're like larger than that.
Yeah,
and she like takes one off and hands it to him, and it sounds like they're like, go put this in the DNA monster maker.
Yeah.
He has an attack and drops it and it shatters.
And then she's like, not surprised. He's like, I think I'm running out of power. She's like, oh yeah, because when Zeltrax made you, it made a glitch in the Morphin Grid. The first time they said Morphin Grid, I think you mean the Universal Dino Energy.
Yeah, there was a glitch in the Universal Dino Energy, Elsa.
And she's like, two White Rangers can't exist simultaneously. And for a second, I was like, well, that's a bummer for Power Rangers in general. But I think she means the exact same kind of White Ranger.
Otherwise, like, sorry, Alyssa, but you're out of luck.
Well, I mean, if you'll recall the end of Wild Force, Princess Shayla did just take their morphers back and fly into space on the Animarium.
That's true.
It was like, all right, good luck with your life.
They did not team up with Ninja Storm.
No, they didn't give it. So they just don't have their powers. If there's a team up, it's like, can't have two Red Rangers. That would be bad. We've seen this before. There, you definitely can have two. It's just like, you can't have the same White Ranger twice, I think is
what they mean. They explain it better later in the episode where it's the Dino Gem can't handle being cloned because essentially it's splitting the power between the two gems.
Yeah. She's like, eventually one of you has to go. And he's like, oh, I'm going to kill Trent then and all the other Power Rangers for good measure. And it's like, focus on one at first. There's one that's more pressing than I think the other four, but if you want to get ahead of yourself, that's your prerogative. Cut back to the plant greenhouse thing, and now Mezogog is there, and he's just destroying plants. He's like, Mercer making plants is stupid, and throws plants on the ground.
I hate that he helps people. He destroys all the plants, but none of like the actual equipment. Like experiment stuff that he's doing.
He basically just breaks a lot of pots more than anything. He's like Link. He just broke a lot of pots.
I know there's a blue rupee here somewhere.
One of these has some arrows, I bet. Eventually, though, he's like, he grabs a big, weird looking fake cactus and he's like, all my generals suck ass and keep disappointing me, but I'll make a general out of this cactus, I guess, and it will make more monsters and they'll be good, I bet.
Well,
so can't wait to see how this goes. Cut to cyberspace. Cyberspace? I tried to jump ahead to me saying Ethan, and so I just kind of cut out a lot of the middleman. In cyberspace, the store, the juice bar store.
Yeah, not the internet dimension, but the store.
The store where they drink milkshakes. Ethan is playing Star Fox. on his computer. And then the evil White Ranger like Skypes him and is like, what's up, dork? Or he's like, yo, Blue Ranger. He says yo, and I was like, that doesn't seem right. He's like, yo, Blue Ranger.
I'm a soulless husk of an evil Power Ranger. Yo, what up?
And Ethan is like, Trent, is that you? No, it's not. He would just come up to you.
He's here. He's in cyberspace, I think.
No, I don't, he's not here because he's still visiting his dad.
Oh, right.
As he'll say in a minute. But yeah, like he could be behind the bar and he's in sort of the same conversation. He's like, don't make me laugh. I'm not like that disgusting human. Anyway, I challenge you to a final battle at the seaside. And Ethan's like, hey, guys, you need to come over here. He doesn't say it to them in particular. We have not seen the other Power Rangers. He just says, guys, come here. And they just, like, Kira and Connor come around him. It's like, I guess good that they were the ones who heard you and not, like, anyone else. So he's like, I'm going to kick your ass at the seaside. Be there. Be square. And they're like, we're not going to be square. And Kira's like, we should call Trent. Or maybe Connor's like, we should tell Trent. And Kira's like, he's with his dad. And then Ethan's like, well, let's just get Dr. Ofer back up anyway. And they're like, okay. So they don't tell Trent that this is happening. But, so that seems fair.
Even in this episode where it's like the White Ranger power is on the fritz and one of them has to die, the writers still couldn't be asked to put Trent in it.
He's in it like a fair amount, and I like the stuff that he gets in it because it seems like he has a personality again. But like for the most part, they're just like, and then Trent, and forget about him though. Let's go somewhere else.
Of this fight that's supposed to be Trent and the White Ranger is just like Trent's not here.
Yeah, like Trent couldn't make it.
He's at home sweeping up clay pots.
So we cut to Elsa again. Or no, we cut to Mezogog, who comes in with the cactus. He's like, I'm going to make the cactus a general, and he'll make good monsters for me. And Elsa's like, but what about my monsters? And he's like, those monsters suck, and you know it. They're terrible. They all dead. Every one of them. And she's like mad about this. So then I think this is when he makes it a monster. No, maybe that's later. I think he's just talking about it.
I don't know that I ever saw him actually make it a monster.
I think he does. It's very... Yeah, it's a little bit later. My note's not terribly helpful, but I think they do it on screen later. We cut to the Rangers at the seaside. They get attacked. They're like, where is he? And then they get like the white lightning rush. And the White Ranger's like, where's the other White Ranger? And they're like, he's not here. And he's like, okay, fine. Yeah. We're going to fight to the death.
Connor says, it's already 4-on-1. Why would you want it to be 5?
And White Ranger's like, good point. Let's just fight then. So they fight. But oh, no, sorry. He's like, let's take it to the Zords.
Yeah.
And so they all get in their Zords. And they go full Mezodon Megazord right out of the gate. And they, like, Tommy adds in the other ones that are just, like, weird, like, hip joints and ligaments and stuff that, like, click in. And then before they can do anything, the White Ranger's like, I don't have enough power to control the Zords. And we cut to Elsa going, he doesn't have enough power to control the Zords. This is lame.
Yeah, what a loser.
And like, if the episode was trying to get me to feel bad for the White Ranger, then like, they could have done that. But instead, they were like, just think he sucks. You should just think he sucks.
I think, and they never come out and say it, and I might want to hold this point off until a little later.
Okay.
Because there is a subtext here throughout this episode that they never full-on address, but I think all the pieces are there. I'll talk about it more later on.
Okay. So then we cut back to the... I don't know what to call it, like the botanical lab, like the research lab, the greenhouse, the whatever that is. We come back there.
It's Anton's greenhouse.
I guess it's his greenhouse. All the plants are broken. So is this just like on his property? Is this
I
just
think
like
so.
At their house?
It seems
I
like
think
it's,
you're right.
Because they're going to fight here later, and I'm pretty sure it's just Trent's backyard.
I think they just go outside. So then Cassidy and Devin just show up to his house.
Yeah, and
like,
they're like,
give me
hey,
an interview.
We want to ask you about your plants.
They go inside his house then. That seems...
Well, around the back inside the greenhouse.
Well, we don't know if it's attached or not. It could be. Who knows?
We never really get a good look.
No, we really don't. You're right. So,
but also,
so,
I'm not shocked that Cassidy just stomps onto someone else's property to ask them questions.
No, that's fair. So Trent comes into there. And all the pots are broken. He's like, damn, I don't know. And obviously, Anton's not there because Mezogog is at the lab being Mezogog. So he just sees a bunch of broken pots. And he's like, oh, no. And then he also gets some sparks. I forget. He doesn't do anything just yet because it's a little bit later. Then we cut back to the Rangers fighting. And, like, everyone's out of their Zords. And White Ranger's, like, hurt. And he's like, the battle must go on. And then the Stegazord's like, I'm actually going to be Ethan's again, if that's okay. And then the Dragozord just flies away.
Yeah, because it cuts from Trent having, like, the power drain. I want to say surge, but it's the opposite. So I guess it's, like, a drain. And it cuts from that and then into the White Ranger doing the same thing. So they're, like, experiencing it at the same time now.
Because they're like connected, and I like that. I think that's a good like trick. So they're like, "Are you sure you want to keep fighting?" And he's like, "Yes." And then his Zords run away, and they're like, "This is just sad, man." And he's like, "I'm gonna kill you," and they're like, "Okay, buddy."
And he teleports away. He's like, "Well, I'll do it later."
And then we cut back to Mezogog, who turns the cactus into a big cactus man. He gets a name later. I think it's like Jade Centurion.
It's Jade. It's like the Jade General.
Jade Gladiator,
maybe
he calls it.
Jade War something. Jade something.
I just called him Cactoid Jim. So that's a he is in my notes. We come back to the Power Rangers. I don't want to call my shot early. This is one of my least favorite parts of the episode. Is they do a scan. They're back at that Tommy's lab, and Haley's there. Everybody's there except Trent. And they do a scan, and they're like, "Hey, we did a scan on the White Ranger and he's losing power because the Morphin Grid is sucking it from two places and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you should have called Trent.
Yeah.
You should have called him. Because they're like, all right, cool, we're going to leave and go. Because then they see Cactoid Jim. They're like, all right, we're going to go fight him. And Haley, you call Trent and tell Trent. And she's like, okay, I'll do that, finally. And then she calls Trent. And he's like, yeah, something weird's happening. I'm going to come. She's like, well, come to the lab and we'll get it figured out. But she still doesn't, like, tell him. And he's like, all right, I'll be right there. And then he turns and the evil White Ranger's there.
Does she not say it?
No.
Does she not say, like, your power's split, so come to the lab and we'll try to take your gem off or something? Like, we'll try to figure something out so you don't die in the meantime.
No, she never tells him, because she's like, Trent, I have some news, however she introduces the idea she's about to, and then Trent goes, yeah, something really weird's going on. She's like, come back to the lab and I'll tell you about it.
Why so secretive about it?
Because they're on the communicators.
Already on a communicator, so anyone talking about Power Ranger stuff.
You're right. Well, it doesn't matter anyway, because the right ranger's there. The right ranger is the White Ranger.
He is the correct ranger, yes.
Well, we'll find out that maybe he is, maybe he isn't. We're going to decide later in the Octagon. But he's like, one of us is the Highlander. There can be only one. And Trent's like, I got no problem with that. And then morphs. And that was pretty cool.
He still has no enthusiasm about anything.
That line, the like, I have no problem with that line, was well delivered. Everything else is him like, okay.
Yeah, then he's like,
White Ranger, Dino Power.
White Ranger, Dino Power. And like, his voiceovers are better than his like in-person acting, I think.
Some of them are also real stiff, though. It's really weird. I don't want to blame him, because I like a lot of the time, like, he is expressive and like a good actor.
He started off that way.
Even like parts of this episode, like earlier when he's talking to his dad, it feels genuine and it's good. And like when he tries to get Cassidy and Devin out of there, it's good. And then like he's like, Haley, something weird's going on. Like, that's good. And then he's like, White Ranger, Dino Power. So I don't know. I don't know what's up. I don't know what's going on. The White Ranger goes super dino mode, and he's really hammy. He's like, super dino mode. Like, he's a One Piece character calling his big move. And then they fight. And then we come back to the Rangers, who get into their Megazord, the regular one, because Cactoid Jim is there and they have to fight him. And they decide they can't do the big one twice. Well, they can do it twice. They can't do it three times, I guess, in one episode. So they gotta save it.
Too much of a power drain on the Morphin Grid.
Yeah,
it'll start to glitch.
And everybody will be glitched.
So what I was talking about is Trent and the White Ranger. Their power is being siphoned in two directions, basically.
Right.
And the subtext is that the White Ranger is just like being very reckless with its power.
Yeah.
It's calling Zords, calling Super Dino Mode, just sucking like all of its own power out. While Trent is just like, he's morphed, but that's it. He's using it like really sparingly. And they never say like he's rationing his power out because he can feel it like draining. And while the evil White Ranger is just being too reckless. And so he's going to like,
he's wasting it all, so he's going to run out.
He's all in. He's either like, I'm going to kill you or we're going to die.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah, it would be cool if they said it. I also feel like they could have done a thing where, like, we are supposed to feel bad for the White Ranger who, like, did not ask to be cloned and is now dying, and the only way he can stop doing that is to kill Ethan.
There's
Ethan. Trent. I don't know why I said Ethan. Don't kill Ethan. He seems nice. He's gotten a lot better.
Took him a while, but he got there.
Yeah.
There's even, like, during the fight, there's these little bits of humanity. Like, he tells Trent at one point, like, you fight with honor, Trent, and Trent's like, what do you know about honor? You're like a soulless evil
guy.
You
have a soul.
And he's just like, ouch.
There's like a second where he's like, you don't have a soul, and then White Ranger's like, yeah. But then he's just like, I don't need a soul to do this. And then he like charges him.
He's like, thank you for reminding me that I can cheat.
Yeah. But his cheat is just like, I'm gonna run at you real quick, and if you block it, shucks, like there it goes. Because we cut back between all that happening with Trent and the White Ranger and the Zord fight. We cut back between them a lot. The Zord fight is weird. They get on the Stego now because Ethan's got the Stego. He's like, I'm going to call it Stegazords. They call him. He's a surfboard. Do you remember, was it last episode that he used the Stegazord to surf?
Yep.
He didn't have it, though.
No, he shouldn't have. Nope.
So, how?
I would say it's out of order, but it's not because the evil White Ranger was in the last episode, so yeah. He couldn't be in the next one. Because this is, spoilers, a wrap for him.
This is going to we're going to kind of get a curtain call. So, yeah, that's dumb, Power Rangers. I don't, you're really a little fast and loose
it's because,
with these things.
I don't know much about the Sentai, but I am willing to put a fair amount of money, maybe even 10 whole dollars down on.
Okay.
The White Ranger is evil for 90% of the Sentai season.
I would say up until whatever this episode in the Sentai is, it's got to be around the same place, like late in the season.
Yeah,
if or else not, they wouldn't have wasted it, you know, waited this long, rather.
Yeah, if not 90%, then just the whole time. He's just a bad guy.
Well, I don't think so, because at the end of this episode, there is Sentai footage of the White Ranger at least playing along with the other Rangers.
Yeah,
so
that's
like
true. That's
it
true.
Has to happen at least now, but like
he also
doesn't
look happy about it. So.
Well, no, he's got a grumpy mask.
Yeah.
is the thing. So yeah, I feel like it has to be at least like pretty late, because we only have like 8 episodes left. There's only 1 month left of Dino Thunder, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like there's, for us anyway, for them it was 8 weeks, you know, whatever. But like they waited a long time. If this happened earlier in the Sentai, they waited a long time when they didn't have to. So I'm assuming it had to have been like deep in the game.
Yeah,
that the
I
White Ranger comes around.
If you're going to introduce a new character to be the evil White Ranger because you don't want Tommy to be evil for a whole season, why jump the gun on turning him good again?
Yeah, like you could have gotten a lot more. And then like instead of like, and like the Fighting Spirit was like, it's our number one episode or number two episode, I think it's up there. It was good stuff. You could have also just done that with Trent fighting himself, you know, like fighting Trent regular fighting the White Ranger in his heart to like Tommy did, you know, like,
yeah,
you could have done a parallel there. It would have been good. It would have made sense, especially now that you're actually saying the Morphin Grid's name again, which you haven't in a while. You've made up this whole new bullshit thing about Universal Dino Energy just to not say Morphin Grid.
I was thinking about this during the episode too. Is like it's still, it could have been Tommy, I understand now. I think why it isn't. I think it works right. Better with it not being Tommy. But I think if Tommy is not the White Ranger, then he should just be not a Power Ranger. He should just be like the Zordon figure.
I was thinking that in this. I mean, I thought we've talked about this before, and that they should have just let him be a mentor the whole time.
Yeah.
But this episode specifically, I was like, they really should have just let him be the mentor the whole time.
And what in the Sentai? What does the Black Ranger do? Does he just come in, make a tidal wave for the Zord to surf on, and leave? Like he doesn't do anything.
I think so. I don't know. His name's Mikey.
He's a party dude. No wonder he's never there for the fight.
He's too busy throwing up curry most of the time, I think, is what, from what my little knowledge of Abba Ranger from the episode where they watch Abba Ranger.
But I do think if you still were to make Tommy the White Ranger and it was like an Anton Mercer situation,
that would have been good.
That still could work, but I don't think you can do both. So then I think Mezagog has to be different.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that works as well.
They could have done a lot. There's a lot of options there. But yeah, I also thought the same thing this episode, because when they're like, we need to get, we'll call Dr. O for backup, I was like, wait a minute. I don't think that works. Like, because if you want Tommy to be backup, like if you want Tommy to be there, he's Tommy Oliver, one of the greatest Power Rangers of all time. Like in universe, one of the most powerful Power Rangers there's ever been. He's had the most different outfits, which means he's had the most, you know, different connections to the Morphin Grid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't he be so much more powerful than you don't need anyone else at this point?
Yeah, he should be a Kamen Rider.
But if he was just Tommy, like, then that would make sense as to why, like, whenever Tommy throws down, it's rad, but he's not a Power Ranger, so he can't do that, like, little bit extra, you know, or he's not.
He doesn't have superpowers, but he's still Tommy freaking Oliver. Like, he still has the superpower of karate as a
of
regular
super
man.
Kicks. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So, I don't know. I feel like, is them wanting to get Tommy in the suit so bad to like sell the season, like really did a number on what they could have done. Especially if he's just gone for like 10 episodes, it felt
like.
Yeah,
it.
So.
Yeah, I think it hurts more than it helps in the long run.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we cut back to the Zord fight. Cactoid turns into a big cactus and then makes two tree monsters. One is Deadwood from the Krista episode.
Yeah.
Just that one again. And then he also makes one that I think is called Scorch with a K. Scorch.
Oh, I thought it was like a big crab monster.
I think it's a tree on fire.
Okay.
Is what it's supposed to be, because it's his name is Scorch. At least there's in the end credits it says voice of Scorch, and I was like, I don't know who that is. It must be the big red guy.
I can't imagine who else that would be.
Yeah, unless the jade guy, the jade gladiator, is Scorch, which I do not think that's correct. So it makes it two of them. So it's two on one. They're in their Megazord. Then the Dragozord flies in and makes the save. And they get thrown out of their Megazord. And Tommy's like, we got to get back up there. And they're like, I know. We just got hit hard by two trees, though. And he's like, all right, I got this. And then he jumps into the Stegazord head. Mm-hmm. And then combines with the Dragozord to make the Stego Dragonzord.
Yeah, the White Ranger's Zord.
Like, yeah, the White Ranger's Zord.
Trent's? You don't remember Trent?
So the Brachiosaur does nothing.
It does nothing. It tears down a whole city block every day to bring the Zords out.
It stress tests a bridge every single day. Just to go, hey, let me drop your kids off. Here they are.
There's a 24-hour construction company that's just constantly reinforcing the bridge.
Yeah, it's all it's doing is re-riveting and checking the tension. And so then he gets in the he's in the Dragostegazord, and he gets new arms from two different Zords, and then he kills two dead, two wood.
Yeah, it's the Dimetrazord and the Cephalazord that he with the drill and the saw.
Yeah, well, no, that's the second time. The first time he uses the Ankylo.
Oh, right.
And the Skizzers. He does a little snip snip, and that's how he kills Deadwood. And then he gets the other two. He gets the saw and the different drill. The punching one. It's the drill and the punching one the second time.
Mezagog did say, speaking of Deadwood, this reminded me, when he had the cactus in the plant, he was talking to Elsa. He was like, this cactus will make me good monsters. And also, it could make a new tree of life.
Okay.
Which I think it kind of does. Like, I think that's what it's supposed to be when it turns into the tree and the monsters pop off of him.
Yeah.
I think it's supposed to be like a new tree of life, but they never say that.
Yeah.
I don't know. But Deadwood shows up and dies again and does nothing, which is surprising for a monster that is literally crafted from a tree that was watered by the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, it's a little weird. So Tommy's putting new arms on all willy-nilly, and then he hits Scorch, I guess, and he kills that one too. I'm not 100% sure. And he gets knocked out when the Cactoid Gym turns back into man mode. And they're all like unmorphed and injured, and they're like, oh no. And then up comes the White Ranger, and they're like, oh, which one is it? And I'm like, we know who it is.
This is so dumb. This is so because stupid.
We skipped over it, but by this point, Trent has won.
Yeah, they did the, like, they charge at each other and slash at the same time.
Yeah, and because White Ranger has used so much energy, he doesn't have enough.
They stand with their backs to each other for a minute, and then the White Ranger turns around, and he tells Trent, I guess you wanted it more, because Trent said that during the fight, like, you know. Because the White Ranger does explain to Trent what's happening.
Yeah, the White Ranger finally tells him his friends don't, but the White Ranger who wants to kill him will.
Yeah, so he explains that to Trent, and Trent's like, well, I guess the winner's just going to be who wants it more. So then the White Ranger says, I guess you wanted it more. Good job, you killed me. Falls down, explodes so hard it leaves a crater in the ground.
Yeah.
And there's no mystery that this was the White Ranger and not Trent.
And then later it's like, Kira's like, who could it be? I'm like, I understand that they don't know, but you should have done like the who wants it more and then cut away.
Yeah, then have them dash at each other, do the slash, show the sparks, but cut before they turn and talk to each other.
Yeah, before it's definitive as to who dies, and then the reveal could be, it's me,
and then
Trent.
And then you can show the explosion in a flashback, where Trent explains it to them later what happened.
Yeah, but like, it could have, just a little, just move some stuff around, and it would have worked a lot better. Because I was like, oh, it's Trent. Trent's here now. I didn't even write the White Ranger. I just wrote, Trent shows up.
They explicitly said, this is Trent. And then they were like, but who is it?
Who could it be? So he powers down, and he's like, it's me, Trent. And they're like, Trent, yeah. And then they all morph again.
If the evil White Ranger won, and he came down, and he was like, power down, would he just, like, would the suit just fall to the ground, and there's just nothing there?
It's just a naked ghost inside. It's just a blank nude figure.
Yeah, like,
it's
like, not, oh crap, you know, Alpha, I dropped the suit.
Oh no, beans. So then they morph again. Trent powers down to show them that he's Trent, and then they morph. But this time when they morph, Trent just says Dino Thunder power up. He still does a different hand motion.
Yeah.
But he does just say Dino Thunder power up like the rest of them, which is nice.
This shot of them all five of them morphing together, this is what's in the opening credits.
It has been for like six episodes.
Yeah. This is when I was like, oh, I know Tommy has to be coming back soon because he's in the opening credits as not the Black Ranger again.
It was still a lot longer than I thought it would have been. So now it's like all hands. Everybody gets in their Zords. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then immediately they did a split screen of the Megazord talking to the Dragozord. And I was like, maybe it's not super cool.
It's so weird because it's like, it's like an inverted cube the way the screen splits.
Yeah, it like is popping forward a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
It's just to show that it's split screen in a fun, cool way for 2004.
They want to do it WCW style where only a third of the screen has footage on it.
Yeah. So he's like, or Connor is like, Trent, you got to do your Zord and we got to put everyone together if we want to beat this big guy. And they're like, he's like, yeah, I get you. And then they're like, is that cool, Dr. O? And Tommy's like, totally cool. So he jumps into the Stegazord. And then they all combine into a new weird, you remember how the Ninja Zord was like the Ninja Zord and then it got the Falcon on the back to make it fly?
Yeah.
It does that with a Dragozord, another Tommy parallel. But they're also standing on the Stegazord and then they just surf Cactoid Jim to death.
They surf down the tail, back, and neck of the Brachiosaur. And launch
I missed it. At least they used the Brachiosaur for once as a ramp.
This thing is like a Serpentera sized Zord. It is so big.
It's huge. Wild. But then they have two axes and they kill it.
I don't know what it, besides carrying the Zord, other Zords, I don't know what else it could do because it would literally just step on any monster.
I'm telling you, the final fight, it's going to stand up and turn into man mode. And Tommy's going to be like, yeah, I could have done this the whole time, but Zordon has rules, you know?
Yeah, you can't escalate a fight, but, like, that's Mezogog, so I'm just going to kick him into Jupiter.
So I'm going to kick him into Jupiter, where there's dinosaurs.
And then he'll be more stupider.
Got him.
But then Trent's going to be like, no, don't make my dad stupid. we need him for corn or whatever.
How is he gonna make science? But so we cut to Mezogog, who's super pissed that they killed his cool new super general right away, and he's so mad. And then we go to commercial. We come back, and it's a little bit later. Elsa's in the room when Mezogog is mad, and now it's a little bit later, and Elsa's in a hallway by herself talking to herself. I thought she was gonna be talking to Zeltrax, trying to convince him for them to join up, but. She's just talking to herself out loud.
I thought that was going to be her idea because she's pacing and she's like, oh,
he's going to turn on me.
He's like one or two monsters before he just eats me. And she's like, I'm not going to stand a chance against him unless, and then I'm like, unless you team up with Zeltrax.
Zeltrax.
Unless I kill him when he's a man.
Yeah. And then she like looks at a monitor and she sees Mercer in the juice bar. At cyberspace, and she's like, yeah, I'll kill him in regular when he's regular. That'll get him. And so we cut to there, and Mercer's like, Trent, I want you to have this award for good botany. And he's like, Dad, you earned that. And Anton goes, I know. I know. and he's like, but you help more people than I do, subtext, because I'm Mezagog.
Right.
And he's like, I just want you to have it, okay? And then he's like, okay, Dad. And then he walks away. And Kira walks in past Mercer, and she goes to Trent. She's like, hey, your dad looks real stressed. Is everything all right? Trent's like, he's just like working hard on a new project. And Kira's like, well, he's a smart guy. He'll figure it out. Trent's like, I hope so. And then, bum, 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 bum. That's the end. That's the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
So, Josh, you started.
Yeah, thank God.
That's a big-ass ladybug that just landed. Okay, its wings were extended. It looked like it had a fucking dragon tail.
Did it land and just look at you and go, yo?
Yo, Jake. No, ladybug.
Oh, God, I don't even know my name.
Oh, I hate that they can fly. Oh, there's two of them in here. Oh, God, this is the worst. I'll hunt them down and get them outside afterwards. They're just ladybugs. They were hibernating for the winter, and every once in a while, like, one will thaw out and somewhere in my room. Like, they can get into my room. I don't like it. I don't care for it. The best is not the ladybugs. The best is... the best is... I kind of want to give it to, like... the accidental subtext of the White Ranger this episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna give it to.
But between it, like, using all the power and, like, that being its downfall rather than, like, using it sparingly, and also, like, that I have to kill Trent or else I'll die, and, like, I don't want to do that, so that scares me a little bit. Like, you know, that whole thing, that was good. That's my best.
Yeah, I don't know what else... No, I'm kidding. I don't know what else it could be.
I did
like Elsa in this episode, but that is a conversation for a different segment.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's really nothing else that stands out as, like, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is weird, because when I was watching the episode, I was like, this is okay. Like, I like the stuff to do. And they mentioned the Morphin Grid. There's, like, your power split, so, you know, it's one or none.
Right, right.
You know, Elsa's starting to get the, like, I have to usurp him or he will kill me kind of attitude. Like, oh, some good stuff in here. But then, like, I don't know. It stuff did happen, but it doesn't feel like it.
The episode, when I was watching it, the episode felt super long. Like, it felt like it was, like, really, really long. And then I was thinking about it, and I was like, most of it was a fight scene. Why did it feel so long? Like usually that feels quick. Either way, the worst I'm going to say is Trent's friends not telling Trent that he's possibly dying, like, that something is going on.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't just come out and say that.
Like, when Haley called him, I understand that, like, he cuts her off, and she's like, yeah, okay, so you know something's up, so, like, just come back. And then he gets sidetracked by the White Ranger. So I don't think that's as bad as it could be. But, like, she could have just been like, yeah, like, it's bad, the White Ranger, like, you know, like, it's something, like, I don't know. I don't necessarily dislike that part. I just think, like, you could have just, someone should have told him something earlier.
She should have led with it. Instead, she's like, hey, Trent, I just found out some stuff. You should come down here so I can tell it to you, even though I am talking to you right now.
Yeah. It's like texting someone, can we talk? And it's like, oh, now my anxiety is going to be through the roof. Thanks.
She should have just been like, hey, Trent, just found out that the evil White Ranger is siphoning your power. And so you both are kind of just, like, dying.
Even if they wanted to keep it, like, a little, like, not mysterious, because we know exactly what's going on at that point, but, like, a little bit, like, more subtle, she could have just been like, Trent, is anything going weird with you? Because we just did a scan, and then Trent could cut her off, right? And be like, yeah, something, like, I feel like a power surge or something, like, something's going on. And she'd be like, yeah, cool, come back right now. Like, and that would have been, you know, a much more efficient, like, conversation they could have had, where it didn't sound like Haley is willfully withholding information about his well-being to him. So that's my worst.
I'm going to worst with the
I was
T.
like, just worse.
I'm
this
gonna
not the not the I, this is a superlative, not a yeah. not a, you know, comparative category.
I will worse you. One worse you more.
Oh no.
No, my worst is going to be that they show Trent kill the White Ranger, and then they try like, oh, but who did win, though?
He blew up in a crater, and they're like, could be anybody in that suit. You don't know. Trent. Yeah, that was also pretty bad. MVP, I'm going to give it to Trent.
I'm going to give it to the White Ranger.
Okay.
I think this is the best evil White Ranger episode because it gives him
some of course he has to die.
Gives him some dimension a little bit. Gives him a purpose other than evil wants fight.
Do you remember when, like, it was like his second or third episode when Connor took him into the Triassic zone and killed him, and we're like, oh, he's dead now. And then he, like, two episodes later he came back, but there was an episode between then where we're like, I guess he is dead. And then he just came back.
I feel like there was even two in between. And then he
there might have been.
And then he just, like, teleported into a battle with Elsa. We were like, hang on.
We're like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute.
Hey, like, in Space Mutiny. Yeah, hey, he's dead!
Hey, yeah, she's dead. You can't be here. Yeah. So now we gotta rank it. Now we gotta rank the thing. Josh, how do you feel about the thing?
I don't feel...
Of which we must rank.
I don't feel super great. But also,
I don't feel bad about it either, though.
I don't feel bad either.
You know what I like? Like 360 no scope, but I do think I like it more than is Tutan Hawkins' Curse.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I think I probably also like it more than Wave Goodbye.
A soccer one. Do we like it
more than soccer one?
Golden Boy when Smitty makes a son.
No, I don't. I actually don't know why that episode's so high because it gets worse in my memories every day. I feel like
I don't remember anything other than Smitty has a teen son who sucks.
I remember him doing like a full Undertaker stand up after running into Tommy's car at 60 miles an hour. And, like, that was funny. But also, Tommy did just kill him. When he was like, Tommy was regular size and he was giant and Tommy killed him. So I feel like I like it more than that. You know what I also like it more than I think is Copy That.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like it this episode more than that because it gave us more stuff to work with than just Copper.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it passes Bully for Ethan. So I think that it's up against the Passion of Connor.
The Passion of the Connor. The Passion of the Krista. We did that episode pretty recently.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't edited it yet, so I don't remember it yet.
I remember pieces of it. I think it's better than this one. You think
that Passion's better?
I think it's better than this one, yeah.
All right, I will defer to you then. So coming in at number 11, beneath Passion of the Connor, above Copy That, Strange Relations. I have to struggle every time I want to think of the title. Jeepus. Josh, next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderstorm Part 1.
Oh.
So, you know what I'm thinking?
Oh.
You know what I'm thinking?
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. I'm thinking we might get a full-on first Disney-era crossover, baby.
I mean, it has to be. Do you still have that pulled up?
How many?
It's just two, right?
It's just two.
Oh,
it's just two. Yeah. Thunderstorm. I'm not going to look at it. Thunderstorm Part 1 and 2. That's all.
All right.
That'll be next week. We don't have to split anything up weird because of how we do multi-parters. Mm-hmm. So I promise I'll remember to edit the second part so it goes up the same week. Because oops.
And I promise to not, or try not to take 3 days to upload it. It's just been sitting in Dropbox since Monday.
Sometimes, you know.
Jake, life gets in the way.
You know, life gets in the way. And here's the other thing is I just want everyone to remember that despite how professional we may seem, it's just us two little idiots making this dumb show. So, like, there's nobody else. So, you know, things happen. Anyway, we're going to see you on Monday for Thunderstorm Part 1. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Why am I so yawning? Jesus. Gotta get some more oxygen in me.